First Corinthians chapter number 15. Again, we mentioned this as being the great resurrection chapter here, and it talks about the resurrection of Christ, the resurrection of man. And last week we looked at the subject of the first fruits. That was in verse number 23. I want to begin in verse number 24. We'll read down to verse number 28. That'd be where our lesson is this morning. But again, in context, let me start back up in verse number 23 because it's very important to what we're going to be talking about today. But every man in his own order. He's talking about resurrection. And again, I want to point out that every person will be resurrected in their own order, in their own time, in their own class. That's what that word means. Jesus mentioned about the resurrection of the just and of condemnation and judgment and then righteousness. In Acts, it talks about the resurrection of the just and the unjust. So everyone will be resurrected, believers and unbelievers, but everyone in his own order. And we looked at that last week when we would place that order of the resurrections. Christ, the first fruits. We talked about the first fruits the last 2 weeks, the first fruits of the dead. Remember, they would resurrect, and the first fruits would get their glorified bodies. Then we talked about the first fruits of the living, those who would live in their natural body. Y'all remember, that's a lot. Remember that, the first fruits of the 144,000, they were the first fruits unto the Lord, and they would live forever in their physical bodies. Well, Christ, the first fruits. Afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. Verse number 24. Then cometh the end. When he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For when he hath put all things under his feet, speaking of Christ, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifested that he has accepted that which he did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that may be put under all things unto him, that God may be all in all. Now, I'm going to explain who the he's, the hymns, and all those things, who that is referring to. Because it can get confusing if you don't know get the context of it. The he's, the hymns, the who, who's the he's, who's the hymns, okay? But let's begin in verse number 24. It's very important. It says, then cometh the end. Well, what do you mean? What does he mean by that, preacher? What are you talking about? That? Then cometh the end. When does the end come? Well, the end of the time as we know it. As we know it. Or when eternity begins. You know, in Revelation 21:22, there is no end. It's time out of mind. It's forever and forever. Then the end, when the end comes, he's literally talking about the millennial reign of Christ and its whole context. He's now talking about the millennial reign of Christ, the resurrection, and then at the millennial reign of Christ, at the end of the millennial reign of Christ, then shall the end come. And we're going to look at that next couple of verses. When he shall reign and all these things, that's when the end shall come. All right? Are you following? It's not talking about the rapture. It's not talking about the end of the tribulation. In this context, he's talking about the end of the millennium, because he must reign. So the end of time, or as we know it, eternity specifically. That's when the end of time begins and eternity kicks in. That would be Revelation 21 and 22. There will be no end. It's time out of mind. Eternity has no end. Here, Paul is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. After that 1,000-year reign, and then it goes on, Christ will deliver up the kingdom to the Father when he shall have put down all rule and all authority. Now, before I go any farther, so you get it, it'd be as clear as mud to you, all right, that when we get through this verse. After the 1,000-year reign of Christ, remember, Christ is ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. We read that in Revelation chapter number 20. There's going to be one final battle. I want you to see this. It's very important because he's talking about, he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he had put all down, all rule and all authority and all power. At the end of the millennium, in Revelation chapter number 20, I want you to turn there. Begin in verse number 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, that would be the end of the millennial reign. Remember, Christ rules for 1,000 years. Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. For those who have been with us in our Bible study, remember at the beginning of the millennium, Satan is placed into prison, into chains. And so Satan is in prison, in bondage, and chains for 1,000 years in the bottomless pit. Where is that? I don't know. I believe it's in the earth somewhere, but that's a whole another lesson. But regardless, he's in chains for 1,000 years, and Christ rules and reigns for 1,000 years, hence the name millennium. After that, Satan is released, and we see this, and shall be loosed out of his prison, in verse number 8, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the numbers who is the sand of the sea. And they went out on the breadth of the earth and compassed the city. He's talking now about Satan and the army that he gathered at the end of the millennium, and the beloved city, which would be Jerusalem. And fire came down out of heaven and devoured them, all of them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, get the picture real quick. Somebody told me last week I'm going way too fast. Matter of fact, I still remember, yes, Kelly, Joe. Joe, I said, am I going to, she said, okay, I know there's a lot to just talk about here, okay? Remember when the beast, who's the Antichrist and the false prophet, remember when they were cast into the lake of fire? When did that take place? Not a trick question. You buy anybody but Doug, because Doug knows, you know this. Doug knows. Who, when? Yes, the Battle of Armageddon, exactly. At the end of tribulation, the Antichrist and the false prophet, they gather the armies, and they march against Jerusalem. And matter of fact, the picture, I don't have time to go to, they've already invaded Jerusalem when Jesus comes. Matter of fact, you read the Old Testament, a third of the people had already been ravished. Women had been taken, and they've surrounded, they've invaded already, and they think it's over. Antichrist invaded. Jerusalem, well, Israel is given up. And Jesus comes right on time. And that's during his revelation. And he comes, and the Antichrist and the false prophet are taken, and they're cast not into hell, but into the lake of fire. And the rest of the people who are on those horses, remember we looked at that on the Battle of Armageddon, God destroys them, Jesus destroys them, and the buzzards comes and eats them. Remember on the horse, we talked about that, Revelation 19. In Revelation 19. Yeah, the buzzards are 19. The buzzards comes and eats them. It's called, they eat, it's called the fowl of the air, and they come and devour themselves of the blood of man and of horses. And the Antichrist and false prophet now are cast into the lake of fire. They bypass the great white throne judgment. They're the only two. Now get this. It's very important to know this, you Bible students. Am I going too fast for you? God. They're the only two people, unsaved people, who will not stand before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment. They will already be judged. We find in Revelation chapter number 20, verses number 11, all that death and hell, all of hell gives up the unsaved, and they all stand before Jesus at the great white throne judgment, except for the Antichrist and the false prophet, who will be actual men. Okay, and that's a whole other story. They bypass hell. They bypass the great white throne judgment. They will already be in the lake of fire. They've already been judged. Are you following?